produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley, Jr. This space and time is just what you've been praying for. Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching will enlighten, empower, and enrich your life. You've got questions? The Holy Spirit has answers. Invite someone else to listen as the Holy Spirit delivers healing for the hurting.
And this is how it says it. Watch this. This is proof of the stone of ground, Janine, because we got to get it. This is proof of the stone of ground. This is the proof of the stone of ground. Not today. We're not going to be able to tell it today. We're not going to be able to tell it today. We're not going to be able to tell it in 21 today. Everybody look like they're receiving this morning. You know we're going to be able to tell whether your ground is stony or not? It's when tribulation and persecution hits you and you get offended. When you get mad over nothing, it ain't deep enough. When you get mad over something ain't got nothing to do with you. Because we done been so mad over stuff ain't got nothing to do with us. It's sickening. I'm so mad. By what? They talking to her. Talking to who? They ain't talking to you. Leave that alone. And sometimes you trying to fix something that people don't want fixed right now. Yeah, sometimes you trying to fix something people don't want fixed right now. I'm losing my members. Y'all are looking at me live. I can't see none of y'all because I can't even hardly see these people in here because the light's in my eye. But next week, Jenny going to take me. I'm going to get one of these eyes fixed. I'm going to be able to see y'all. Then I'm going to get the other one fixed. I'm going to be able to see all of y'all. Yes, sir. It ain't going to be long now. But watch this, y'all. So the harvest of the persecution and the tribulation is proof whether you didn't go deep enough Saturday. You know you got to get to the place where you done made up your mind you want to get better so bad that you might have to sit in your car there and fix yourself before you walk out. You might have to decide. Talk to you, do you get better? Don't make us have to suffer an hour and a half of praise and worship looking at you look like you've been baptized in lemon juice. Don't make us suffer, please. Just stay outside and fix it because you can fix it with one talk to you. You can make sure you right. If you didn't get it right before you left home, if you didn't take some time, watch this. I had a rule, and I still got the rule, but it's up to them now. But I'm going to have to put the discipline back in it. Y'all, is this making any sense to y'all? I'm going to have to put the discipline back in it. Because as great as the praise team is, I don't know what time y'all supposed to be here. Because I see different folk coming at different times. And so I need to know, is there a set time? Not right now, it's just a set time. And anybody late has to have an excuse. Because you can't have no excuse you got up late. Because you don't never get up late for what you want to do. I ain't scared when I talk. So I'm going to have a meeting with the praise team leader after service to see have she literally changed the times or not. Or can somebody come in any time between 8, 9, and 9:30? Because if you're telling me you done late, I ain't got nothing to say. But if the discipline is the same, them are signs of your self-centeredness there. Because it's a sign of your arrogance. That, watch this, y'all. That where you at is more important than where you're supposed to go. But I'm trying, y'all hear me. Because when we was doing intercessor prayer, my intercessor leader, the adults, had a rule for me. At a certain time, lock the door. Because I don't care if you got a prayer in your bosom. You must have had it in your bosom to get up early enough to come to share it. You better pray at this altar. And it won't be long, we'll be back in intercessor prayer. But some kind of way, you're going to have to decide that stony ground. Ain't nobody in New Beginning is fruit inspectors, Leon, but me. God didn't make you no fruit inspector. You better make some fruit so I can see it. So we can get this thing rolling like I see. Because, man, we close. So the first grind, y'all ready? The first grind is that you didn't even put a ply in it. You had stayed up all night. I said to my grandson this morning, he come in the room, he looking so tired. I said, you all right, man? He said, mm-hmm. I said, you stayed up all night? Mm-hmm. I said, you didn't know what time it was? I didn't check the time. So I got ready to go out. I said, you coming out? He said, mm-hmm. I said, you just going to go to sleep in church? I said, lay down back here. Doug said, you want me to turn the light out? I said, mm-mm, because he won't get up till in the morning. Leave the light on at least. Leave the light on at least. So I was getting ready to walk over there and tell his mama, because I know her, because by 2 more minutes, she's looking for him. I don't know how she see him in all this light, but she can, because she got mama eyes, I reckon. And so I saw her when she went around there. So I went over to Cola. She said, she's looking for Barry. I went out to get her. I said, Ashley. She said, yeah. I said, he in my office laying down asleep. Watch this now. Watch this. Now somebody said, she ain't gonna get him. No, because when she was pregnant with him, I told her and his daddy to give him to me. Ain't no need to fussing at him when I told him he could lay down in there and go to sleep. I talk to him when he get up. Boy, you gotta go to bed. You gotta go to bed at night. You can't play them games all night. Everybody you playing games with at night, they sleep too. But your mama got a rule, you gotta go to church. Your mama got a rule. You got to go to church, and it's a good rule. And so once he wake up, I don't know whether in here or not. Once he wake up, me and him talk, you got to go to bed, boy. You got to go now. Watch this, y'all, watch this. So the third ground, and I'm almost finished. Ooh. Y'all, is this making any sense? So the third ground, Leon, it says, some fell on thorns. And thistles. Now, the reason why this is so important, because normally, Johnny, rocks are on the top, thorns are on the bottom, roots are under a thing. And the reason why we don't never get the root of the thing is because we get tired of fighting through the rocks of the thing. You got to make up your mind today that I ain't satisfied that every rock and every root is out of there. And it takes work, y'all. How have I, Teresa, and I'm not saying you lazy, but how have I was as lazy as New Beginning is by getting ready for Sunday morning? How have I just come in here with attitude? Shut up with me. Don't bother me. How have I known discipline my crazy self? Because without the anointing, I'm crazy. Without the anointing, I don't take tea for fever. Without the anointing, I don't play. You want to play, you get you a radio from Walmart. Don't you be playing me. All that is who I am. Sleep. And if I don't keep him asleep, y'all going to get one of the worst messages. Y'all going to be scared. Oh, Lord. Gee, don't look at him, y'all. Don't look at him. He got something in his eye, y'all. He got something in his eye. Well, Saturday night, I had to begin to start talking to Junior. Because it's unfair, Leon, for me to bring Junior to church. For me to bring Junior to church with you, for you, and put Junior on you. It's unfair to you. It ain't right for me to do that. I have to literally crucify me. I can't have no opinions. I can't have no ideas. Because I got to lead you to your next level. I ain't coming up here a little after 7 because I'm trying to get away from Jeanette. I come up here so I can saturate this thing with what God done did with me 4 days that morning. I walked this building. Make sure, watch it. I'm sitting now when the sign, when the praise team is doing sign check now, in here, walking every corner of the place, trying to make sure that every person at every angle can hear what God been doing with them since Wednesday. Y'all, I'm not trying. We going to release a CD. That ain't what I'm trying to do Sunday morning. I'm trying to get you to experience the sacrifice that these people have made. Y'all, this is so good, isn't it? So watch this, y'all. Watch this. Can I show you something, y'all? And I'm finna close in a minute. Can I show you something how it makes so much sense how literally I can still tell when you got thorns and thistles still in your life? You go in depression over the cares of this life. You start to worry over the unfruitful richness of this world. It is proof that something is choking this thing out of you. And you got to decide today, I'm tired of this choking the word out. Okay, y'all. Bishop, I just care. I just care about them. You worried about them. It's the cares of this life. And so Jesus said on one occasion, because he know it's possible to literally be saved and still worry so much, he said, hey, cast what you care about on me. This young lady right here started crying Tuesday night. I zapped up them tears. I sure did. Nah, we ain't finna cry like that tonight. No, we're not. You better stay in your peace. And ain't nobody worth your peace. Watch this. Because I was determined nobody at the church was going to help her cry either. Nah, don't go over there. I'll fix it. Oh, you stay. No, you don't understand. You don't understand that if she stay in them spots too much, the crack house can come. You don't understand that. You don't understand. Who's ever? If she keeps thinking like that, that she could be back on the corner, you don't understand that. I can't play with that. I have to go get it then. Because the only thing Satan starts doing is reminding her why she left. Reminding her why she was back in it. Reminding her why she went down them roads. My job. And if you don't like how I handle folk, you better find someplace else to go. Because you don't know them like I know them. The Holy Ghost has taught me their plight. I have to talk to them a certain way. She can throw up her hands and say, what's the use? Now watch this. That girl done turned that corner. She done got her a car. Done paid for it cash. Good. That big money grip there. That's big money. Yo, you got to start talking a certain way. And what Satan meant for evil. She had a little small hoopty coopty, little small car. All the children could hardly fit in it. She got her SUV now. you don't think I'm going to? Yeah, I'm going to talk. Why is it? Because if I corrected you, I also ought to celebrate you. Yeah. That's my job as a daddy. That's my job as a spiritual father. Because what Satan is trying to do is redo the ground. The cares of this life. Hey, babe, shamba. So you got to start being truthful to yourself. When the cares of this life start bothering you too bad, you just got to start making up your mind. Wait a minute. I didn't go deep enough in my thinking. I should have got thorns and thistles in my mind. Y'all, ain't no need to blame the devil. Let's get them out. I'm giving you enough worry that it lays axe to root of things. If you don't take the axe of the word and lay it to the root of that thing, it's going to keep choking you out. And as much as I want it for you, I can't chop it down. I can only give you the weapons you need to chop the stuff down. If you don't make up your mind enough, it's enough. I'm tired of getting this close. And something choke it out. I'm tired of moving in that arena. You decided already? You decided? Okay, you're gonna be living in Tennessee? In Jesus' name. No, got job offers. Got job offers. Yes, you're going. Got job offers. Go. So first ground is hard ground. Second ground is stony ground. Third ground is thorns and thistles. And you got to know this, every time you get ready to come to church, you need to deal with your grounds. Because if you don't start dealing with your grounds, this good seed going to hit bad ground and you're not going to get no harvest. The fourth one, because it's 1/4 of everything. It's good ground. So watch this, y'all. Watch this. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it, y'all. Watch it. So now seed fell on good ground. This is who he is. He hears and understands, and then he brings forth fruit. He hears and he understands. So watch this. When I cultivate my ground right, I activate my understanding and my hearing. So I hear different when I do this work with my ground. Okay. Are y'all not ready? See, God, watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Okay. I'm trying. People keep bagging off me. People keep bagging off me. And I don't know why you bagging off me when I'm trying to help you. But others fell on good ground and bought forth fruit, some 100, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. And this is what he said at the bottom of it. So he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Okay, so that, do you know what that means, Leon? That you're born again and still might not hear. You hearing what I'm saying is an option to you. It's not a mandate. God can't command you to hear. You can only hear if you cultivate your ground. Hearing is activated when you do the work. Isn't it strange, baby? Isn't it strange that your mama got in after you and she passed all y'all? Isn't it strange that she is one of the most, ain't she? She's one of the most dedicated people you know, ain't it? And she was, and watch it. No, that ain't ugly on her. Her mama's supposed to pass her. Because she didn't have a mama that was leading her when she was little. So she getting a chance now to follow mama. But isn't it strange, baby, that you was traveling with me? Intercessor group with me, all that. She comes over here from the shelter one Sunday morning with a bunch of other people and starts setting up for Cecil to come pick them up on Sunday like she a tour guide or something. And then all of a sudden, I start seeing the change. Because what she started doing was, is she started getting her grind ready at the shelter. Because I can't wait to get me a house to get my grind ready. I got to get my grind ready, what been dealt me right now. I'm at the shelter. She the only one from the shelter stayed. Listen, y'all, we're getting ready to close. But some 100, some 60, some 34. This is how he talking. Because Luke don't even say 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. Luke just said, and he produces 100-fold. That's how Luke talks. That's how Luke reads it, wrote it. Because when you start producing these good fruit, you shouldn't get satisfied until it reaches its fullness. Once you start experiencing for real this good life, watch this. Because you got to fix the grind of your mind. So in Romans chapter 12, Paul said, I beseech you, I beg you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is the least you could do. And I'm going to read it. And be no longer conformed to this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove what is that good, accepted, and perfect will of the Father is. He said, my mind being changed. Watch this, y'all. It's how I can prove what God wants. It's hard for you to tell people what God wants when you don't know. But when I start transforming my thinking, then I begin to start living this thing out. My goal has been, Doug, since I've been in the kingdom, is that I want to catch why he caught me. He did a whole lot to save me. And I just want to catch that. And so if it means me, watch this, setting me straight, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to correct myself. This is what the Bible says. Paul, he said, if you judge yourself, you won't have to be judged. Do you not know the reason why somebody talking to you? Because you won't talk to you. You won't talk to you. Somebody got to say something to you because you won't say nothing to you. If you start saying something to you and judge you, then you wouldn't have to be judged that way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley, Jr. We pray that it has blessed your life tremendously, has caused you to examine your life, and brought healing to your soul. If you'd like to experience more of Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching, you can visit nbmweb.org or find him on Facebook at HPJ Ministries. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, you may cash app using $BishopHPJ. If you're interested in booking, email bishophpj@gmail.com or visit nbmweb.org. Until next time, walk in your healing.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.